Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us. We're live worldwide on CUTV News Radio Live, 1 p.m. Eastern here at the Broadcast Center, and a pleasure to have you with us around the world. We're continuing our conversation with part five of our exclusive series with Theodora Unigan-Venema of Downtown Brokers, LLC. As we've mentioned, she is a life coach and owner of Downtown Brokers, which is an exceptional real estate company where she works with investors in the Netherlands, Luxembourg, and Germany, and she connects them with the American dream, specifically in Florida and the greater Orlando, Florida area. She's been doing this for decades, and she's an expert, she's enthusiastic, she's passionate, and she helps people achieve the American dream, which is basically defined as attaining wealth through hard work. She is the embodiment herself of an American success story, and she's immigrated from her homeland in the Netherlands to the United States. She did that in 1981, and it has been success after success for her clients every day forward. She's a world traveler as well, and she is somebody who loves to connect people on a deeper level, again, through her life coaching, but also the real estate company that she founded. Right now, she is actually in the Netherlands. She just landed there just a matter of hours ago, and I'll be joining her in a couple of days for an exclusive TV interview shoot that we're going to be doing in the Netherlands at a very special expo that she's going to be a part of as well. So we're looking forward to that. We are also excited to welcome her back to the show right now because we have so much to get to and so much to talk about on this broadcast, live and direct from Amsterdam. Theodora, thank you very much for joining us on the show and welcome back to CUTV News Radio Live.
Well, thank you, Jim. Good seeing you today.
You as well. And looking forward to seeing you once again.
Amsterdam. Yes.
Yeah, beautiful Amsterdam. Let's talk about this day in history because there's a lot that's gone on and you do such great research and we appreciate your taking your time to compile all this great research when it comes to things that have happened on the particular day that our shows fall on, with this being March the 4th. Tell us about some of the amazing historical news events that have occurred on this day in history, Theodora.
Well, it's amazing when you think about it. March the 4th. Well, here we are looking out the window. I got a storm going on outside. You got snow outside. But then again, you look back. And in 1493, mind you, Columbus arrived back in Portugal from his trip to the Caribbean. And many of us know that. 1801, Thomas Jefferson becomes our third president. Only our third. Yes, we're a young country. In 1901, who doesn't know the AAA? It got started in 1901. 1975, on this day in history, March the 4th, Charlie Chaplin was knighted by the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, still with us today. In 1985, Martha Stewart was released from prison. And we all remember that on this day in history, March the 4th. And here we are today. Welcome, Jim.
It's such a pleasure. And I love these historical facts and figures that you actually put together. And such a variety, too. And, you know, that's the spice of life. And that's something that I think is a perfect transition and segue for the conversation we're having. We left off last week with that amazing conversation you had, and you're a great conversationalist, with the individual that you met on the airplane. And what we've been doing on these series thus far is sharing your experiences while being in the Netherlands, your education, your family. Going to law school in the Netherlands, people might wonder, how is that different? What was the experience like for you, and how it would differ from maybe going through law school in the United States? Tell us about your experience in going through law school while in the Netherlands?
Well, law school is so much different. Of course, we have a different set of law in the Netherlands as in the United States. There is, of course, the language difference. That makes a big difference. And in the Netherlands, we start our law careers at a much earlier age than in the U.S. We started right out of high school. It encompasses college. And it gears our college years towards that law degree or any direction we choose out of high school. So it focuses everybody in a specific direction that they choose. In America, I've found that students choose a law career much later in life, after they work for some years, and they try to get a promotion or something like that. Law students turn out to have families, husbands, kids. That was quite new when I entered the United States. They were much older than I was. And, of course, I stayed with some of them because I rented a room here and there near the law school. As I did, I learned how to go back to school. I learned a lot of the American life from them, a lot of the American way of living. I would become part of their family. So life as a college student was so much different than what I was used to. In the Netherlands, I ride my bike to school. Occasionally, I would use mom's car to go a distance. But all in all, I rode my bike and I went focused completely on school, on school sports, and the best way I could prepare for the future. I lived in student housing, and mom and dad were 6 miles down the road. That was it.
That's incredible. You know what, I have to just say this from a personal note in the time that I've known you, Theodora. You're such a spirited person. You are somebody who can take lemons and easily turn them into lemonade. Nothing stops you. You're such a positive force, and you move forward. No matter what trials and tribulations, and life throws trials and tribulations at us all the time. And you've dealt with them in your life. We all do. None of us go through life without trials, tribulations, things that happen to us, happen to people around us that we care about, in business, successes, triumphs, failures, all of it. You seem to be somebody who just has this deep-seated spirit that drives you forward to say, you know what, there's a wall there. Well, we're going to find our way through it or over it or around it. Where do you think that comes from? Because you really are somebody who, no matter how minute the issue may be or how massive and large the issue may be, you're somebody who tackles it head on and finds ways and figures out ways to make things happen. And I say that in the hopes that our audience picks up on what I already picked up on the minute I met you in Orlando and through all these interviews and everything, that you have this energy that is so infectious and so advantageous for potential investors and clients. You've got this can-do attitude that nothing will stop you. You'll always give it 110% and then some. Where do you think that comes from?
Well, part of nature, I'd say mom. She would be relentless, and she would keep going and going. Endurance was it. Now, of course, Dad added the business side of it, but the endurance part was definitely Mom. I would stop at nothing, and neither would she. That's how we, as kids, would go to the mountains and climb these mountains till we were like wet off our feet and just sat down. Mom kept going. We were in a hurry. Mom kept going. This is the difference between Dad and Mom. Dad would go up that mountain, run, and pass out. And Mom was still going and was passing and was the first one on the top. And that sat with me all those years. I would never see anything as a hindrance. I would say, take it as a challenge. If people would say no to me, I'd say, well, let's see. We'll make a challenge out of this. In the law career, I was at, especially Atlanta, I can remember, we would have this Peachtree Road Race coming up. Well, Peachtree Road Race. I didn't run. No, I was studying, I was stewing, I was playing golf, but I wasn't running. But the team had a, they had to win the Peachtree Road Race for the firms, for the Atlanta firms, and so I was in it. Well, I owned sneakers, so what was to stop me from conquering these Georgia hills? After all, I could conquer the Swiss mountains, so off I went. Nothing would stop me. And that's how I went through all of it. Nothing would stop me. And, of course, that's what you need if you want to succeed in America. You have
that
to
is so true.
Stick with the program, stick with your program.
Exactly. Be authentic and true to oneself. Stick with the program,
yep.
The protocols, but never lose sense of who you are, what has inspired you. You know, you met a lot of people while you were in college. This is a beautiful transition to take us to the next question I had in mind as far as the kind of people that you met while you were in college that inspired you towards your goals. Tell us about some of those incredible people.
Yeah, Jim, I met some amazing people in college. I'm talking in the College of Law in Gainesville. In the Netherlands College of Law in Groningen, I was just studying day in, day out, and in fact convincing myself more every passing year that I should reach for higher goals than my classmates. Maybe reach for America. Crazy idea, but it came to mind. No one in their wildest dreams thought I could do it, or even reach for a global career. No one expected me to. Little did they know. My uncle, Cork, who taught Anglo-American law at the University of Groningen Law School, he studied in America. He actually went on a cargo ship, think of World War II, somewhere between the cargo, and he set the example. He went to Indianapolis. He inspired me to go the extra mile. He became very proud. Of course, in law school, I met all kinds of wonderful people. One I clearly remember was Frank. He and I were sitting across from each other in the library studying. He introduced me to flying, something I've come to love today and still do every week. And then, of course, I met Jack and his lovely wife, Tiffy, and their son, Charles. I worked with Jack and traveled the world with the family. They, I think, were the ones who introduced me to the American dream and living the American dream. It was also the reason that I chose to continue on to law school in America while teaching myself English, because I still didn't speak it. That was no easy task. But Jack was the reason I had the courage to set up my business here. He had the foresight to bring me into the right circles. And I'm forever indebted to him. We've crossed paths for many years. We saw each other at yearly global gatherings and foreign ambassador visits to our country. Then I met Governor Arnell, past governor of the state of Georgia. I work with him at his firm. He would take me to the club in Buckhead. I remember it vividly. It would catch everyone's attention. Mutt and Jeff, he was short and I was tall. But we were quite the team. We always made a stir because it was always us together. I was honored to have worked for him. And, of course, that set me in America, those two gentlemen. And, of course, no mountain is too high, and I was scoring great successes for the firm.
Which, again, is amazing and wonderful because when you're inspired by others, you get inspired. And when you inspire others, you get inspired as well. I think it's a wonderful symbiotic relationship. And when people can inspire and mentor, they get inspired too, and it's a wonderful 360 that happens. Tell us about some of the jobs that you had that taught you business skills and prepared you for your future, because, you know, working your way up through it all, even while going to law school and things of nature, you've had a wonderful variety of different jobs and different positions that have made you such a well-rounded person as you are.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Jim. And I'm thinking business is not taught, it's earned. While going to college in the Netherlands, even before I chose to go to law school, Dad, strong influence, he took his business home to us and introduced the business side of the world to me, mostly at the dinner table. So from a very early age on, he had great business sense. He reached the top in the commercial world. He was the one that taught me business sense. Of course, following that, I spent 10 years in law school expanding on that business sense while specializing in tax law, real estate law, and international law. I strongly believe business was taught to me by the best, Dad, at the home base. And, of course, if we follow history and the Dutch, they travel the world. They do business around the world, including in America. Back in 1672, it was the Dutch who loaned America $10 million. Well, America in those days didn't have any credit, but it shows today still. King Willem of Orange owns a major share of the New York City skyline. So I believe business skills are earned. They're taught by family and go from generation to generation. And in addition, you need an iron set of nerves if you want to go in business and stay in business.
Again, that's what it's all about when you really put it all together. That's exactly how it all works. What were some of the challenges? I mentioned that you're somebody who has such a great positive spirit, somebody who, you know, may look at a problem or a tribulation and find your ways, you know, over and around and through that wall. What would be some of the challenges and setbacks that you may have experienced while pursuing your law degree stateside?
Well, we said it already, that proper British English doesn't get you very far in the Deep South. That American slang is quite different. So I missed completely what people would say to me. And I had a choice. I knew two words. Yes and no. I've said yes when I felt ready to face yet another challenge. You can imagine, I got myself into all kind of predicaments. But I was ready to conquer those. I had done it all my life. Fall down, get up. I wouldn't even know why I got laughed at. I often would realize it years later. It's amazing what people take advantage of. I realized I had an uphill battle on my hands, but I was ready. Vidi, vidi, vici. I saw, I came, I conquered. We said it last week. Typical scenario. So you fail the class in school, but why? I was stupefied. Why? The professor couldn't tell me why, because the professor couldn't understand me, nor could I understand him. American lawyers are not educated to understand anything that they are not taught. Therein lies the problem. I knew. It's what I was ready to face and conquer. Regardless of all the embarrassments, no professor could tell me what I had done wrong. No professor could understand why I didn't understand. And no professor could tell me how to correct it. I had to figure it out by myself, and I did. Maybe I was smarter than all of them. Who knows? They just weren't brought up that way, but I was.
And that's the thing. And you've had a lot of incredible mentors, too. And having mentors that really challenge you and that really get the best out of you are essential in life. Who were your mentors that encouraged you to go into the field that you're in, Theodora?
Yeah, Jim, I think we all need mentors in life. And, you know, you sort of run into them not expecting anything, and then you turn out to have that relationship. First, of course, in my case, my dad, himself a proud lawyer. But he, too, chose to go into business. He was proud when I chose the legal field, just like he did. Proud when I chose the commercial flying career years later, something he was terribly afraid of. He was proud of all the things he had not done that I did. He was proud he taught me business, his business mind. Regretfully, I lost Dad a year ago. He was my rock. He was very old. He lived a very healthy and long life. He survived the German camp and lived to tell about it. Unbelievable. I'm getting ready to write his book. He was absolutely amazing. I visit him at his gravesite often. I will respect him forever. And then, of course, there's Mom. Perseverance came from her side. No matter what, she kept right on going. That's what I got from her. No one expected me to go to America, except Mom. Because I was so successful in school, why would I go away? I was my own best mentor in the end, from day one. In fact, I didn't get much support, but I was determined, like she was. I wanted to excel in life.
And you certainly have, absolutely, and are a mentor to so many others. You've had a life also working in Atlanta, Georgia. What was it like working in Atlanta? What did you learn from your job there?
Yeah, so I left my job in Tampa for a bigger job in Atlanta. I had my quaint life with Jack and Tiffy and on the farm and in the city of Tampa. And then I came to Atlanta. Life was great. I was living the dream. I moved in with a young lawyer, Carol, with her son, Steve. I bussed back and forth to the job on MARTA. I didn't think anything of it. It's normal for me. Then, of course, the Peachtree Road Race came up. I mentioned it a little earlier. Well, the team was going to the Peachtree Road Race, so I was. Now, of course, I have no transportation at 4 o'clock in the morning. Let me see, how do I get there? Well, I got there. I figured, after all, I own sneakers. So why would I not be able to conquer those Georgia hills if I was able to climb the Swiss mountains? I just saw everything as an opportunity. And, of course, that word, no problem, that I caught on very quickly. You hear it all around you. No problem. Sure, I can do this. Well, I took it in grace. Of course, the firm had its annual outing a couple of days later, up in the mountains, I remember. Water rafting. People tried to explain to me what that was. I never got it. I just went. I figured, well, then I'll know what it is. I was fearless, and I remained fearless. After all, what was I going to be afraid of? I made it to America. I was living the dream, and I was taking everything in stride. Nothing could stop me from living the dream, the American dream.
And you've been doing it, and what I love is your enthusiasm for it in sharing it around the world to others because you've experienced it. How has, for you, Theodora, the American dream matched up to your expectation of it growing up in the Netherlands, what you've heard about America, the American way of life, the culture, Hollywood, Broadway, I mean, the way that it's projected around the world of, you know, streets paved in gold and freedom and opportunity and success. How has it differed at all from what you thought the American dream would be growing up in the Netherlands? And how has it matched or maybe exceeded what you thought the American dream really is?
Well, the amazing part is, I didn't think much of the American dream or what America could offer me, just that it was big and I wanted to as I referred to earlier, I wanted to do more than just being a lawyer sitting behind a desk, do what all my classmates were doing. One got a job here, one got a job there. No, I was looking way beyond that. In fact, looking where Dad was looking, and you went into business. No, that made more sense to me, being in business. No, but how would I do that? Just start a tool shed? No. I said, well, if I can somehow get into America and with good sense make something of it, not having the tools to do it, not knowing what is there, just get me started and I will figure this out. Language, of course, was a big battle because I did not speak English. But as I am, I figured I'll learn while I go. So I came to America. It exceeded any expectation. The only thing we see here, of course, these are the days before computers, iPhones, iPads. We had a black and white TV at the house, and it was on only for the news, once a day. No CNN yet. So expectations, I had none, but I saw lots of opportunities that I could build myself. And that's why I came here, to build.
And that's what you're doing so beautifully. If folks are listening to our show and they are very desirous of connecting with you, because not only are you a life coach, but you are a very successful real estate executive, what would you suggest is the first step they should take in making that connection with you? Whether they're listening in the United States or in the Netherlands, wherever they may be.
Well, I'm always picking up the telephone. That's 407-557-5446. That's one way. Whether I'm in Amsterdam, I'll even pick up that telephone, or back in America or in South Africa. Makes no difference. Of course, they can reach me in the Netherlands. 085-888-0738. And that number works around the world as well as a local call in the Netherlands. Email is easy, Theodora@DowntownBrokers.com or Theodora@HappyInFlorida.nl, which is my local Holland website. And, of course, that's pertinent right now because you and I will be at the trade show coming this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Second Home International in Utrecht, the Netherlands. And I will see everybody there.
It'll be fantastic. You've got quite a few exciting things planned while we're there as well, right?
Yeah, we're going to the racetrack. We're going to Zandvoort. We're going to really have a show and a hell of a feast while we're there. And you'll be surprised and amazed.
What are some of the benefits and the results of your going over to the Netherlands, to going to these expos? What are some of the exciting things that from your taking the time to fly over there and present to potential clients and investors, some of the fantastic things that develop from your going and being a part of these conventions and expos in Europe?
Well, I get to meet person to person with my current clients, new clients, friends of clients. And I get to introduce them to the American dream and how I can build their dream in America. And that's what I love to do. I love to educate, to teach, to be their life coach. Here I am. I'm here for you. And that's what I love about going to the Netherlands, which is why I so frequently visit the Netherlands with the trade shows before and after. I make appointments. I come to where it's comfortable for them. I visit them at their home, and that's their comfort zone. And we lay it out on the table. What can we do? This is what you want to do. Here's where we start. And I make a plan, a concrete plan.
And that's what you do so well. And looking forward to joining you in the Netherlands in just a few days. So we'll have an awesome time and get a chance to meet the investors and the new clients and so many other colleagues. And it'll be a wonderful visit. And we'll capture all of that as well. In our shoot, and it'll be terrific. Theodora, what is the website again for people to connect with you further as well?
www.downtownbrokers.com or www.happyinflorida.nl.
I love that one, Happy in Florida.
Yep,
Yes, in English as well. And real quickly, you speak a number of languages too, so you have an opportunity to communicate with folks in a variety of languages as well, right?
Yeah, we can handle things, of course, in Dutch, my native language, German, and then English. So anything works for
Fantastic.
Me.
Fantastic. Thanks
Make
for being with us
on
the show. Yes, and that's what you're so good at doing. Thanks for being with us, Theodora, on part 5 of our exclusive series together here on CUTV News Radio Live. Always a pleasure. Always exciting having you with us because I love your infectious passion. And again, that relates to success for your clients. And looking forward to seeing you in just a couple of days in the Netherlands on location. That'll be a joy and a pleasure as well. And again, thanks for everything you do. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
Real soon it is, Jim. See you Friday.
Absolutely. All right. Talk to you again. Thank you very much, Theodora. Our very special guest, Theodora Unikin-Venema of Downtown Brokers. She really is an amazing individual, a real go-getter, a can-do spirit, and somebody who's dedicated to working with her clients. And again, she has that life coaching background. So, yeah, it's all about business. However, again, there is that other element of the life coach that really enhances. She understands the human condition and the hopes and dreams and desires of people. And I think that is just a wonderful blending that is an advantage for her clients. Thanks for joining us, everybody. I am Jim Masters. I'm going to be joining Theodora in the Netherlands in just a couple of days. Looking forward to that. We'll have a full report and updates on our adventures as we go along. But for now, thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. More great episodes of CUTV News Radio Live coming up throughout the day right here on CUTV News Radio. For the entire team here, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, thanks for being with us, and you have a terrific rest of your day.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.